This is Steve Sherlock with another podcast in the series for Franklin Matters. This internet radio show or podcast is number 31 in the series. In this session, I'll focus on what you should know about what happened here in Franklin, Mass. This week, ending February 22, 2009. The week was a relatively quiet one as school vacation came and went, too quickly for most, I would assume. There were no major meetings scheduled for either the town council or the school committee. As reported in the Milford Daily News, the Tri-County Vocational District announced their preliminary school budget this week. They are coming in at less than level funded, with multiple cuts across the board on the budget. Their final budget will be voted on in April, and the exact charge to Franklin will be known then. It's primarily based upon how many students Franklin sends to the district, and then a per-pupil charge is summarized. There was a financial planning meeting on Thursday the 19th. My live reporting from that meeting can be found on the link provided here. Most of the time on the meeting was spent reviewing the 3-page executive summary. Page 1 outlines where we have been as a town in the last several years, where we are going, at least in terms of some of the key financial drivers, and what we can do about it. Much work still remains to be done, but the structure is there to highlight exactly how much Franklin has saved over the years and how efficient the town really is operating. And those are going to be key points to make sure that everybody's aware. There are clearly some numbers that are now coming out and are now going to be available that, you know, at least in my 2 years of experience, I never saw. Many others acknowledging around the table never saw in this particular way, so it'll be helpful to have these numbers out and available. So everybody's now going to be able to talk to the same numbers. No more speculation about what was or wasn't done. The numbers will be available. They can be reviewed. Which really leaves us still with two choices, either increasing revenues or cutting costs. Cutting costs seems to be easy. Every business that does it seems to be making headlines doing so. But there are also key examples that not every business does so smartly. And the cost cutting that remains in Franklin is actually in the programs and the services provided. There's no fat left. And I know some people think about that, and there is. Sorry. Based on my experience, based on what I've seen, there's no fat left. What can we do without is going to be a significant question that I've said before we're going to need to look at and be careful discussing. Increasing revenues needs to be part of that discussion. And I've already broached the O word, won't go back there this week. It's the real opportunity for us. We need to figure out ways to make it easier for the town to grow revenues to a more sustainable level than we have today. Another key piece, for information's sake, from what the Financial Planning Committee did, was also redid their timeline. So April 2nd will be a key date for their focus group meeting. And what they're going to do is just walk through their presentation draft with a key group of people, incorporate feedback, and then present to a joint town council, school committee, finance committee meeting on April 15th. Yeah, also tax day, but April 15th will be an important day for Franklin to find out what the future really holds from the Financial Planning Committee's work. And then on April 29th, 2 weeks later, there'll be a townwide forum to review the plan document and solicit feedback. So let's start thinking out of the box. For example, we have a library that services the entire community. We also have each school with a library. Why can't we start looking at combining these operations? It would put a branch of the main library in each neighborhood, i.e. the local school. It could leverage book purchases with the volume of the school and main libraries together. Note, the purchasing done by the town is generally quite efficient, so this may already have been done, but if it hasn't been, there's another opportunity. Second, we have a senior center kitchen. You know, a few hundred yards away from the senior center are several cafeterias with kitchens where the schools provide many more meals. Let's combine those operations. Why force the seniors to travel all over the town to the senior center when they could more easily reach the school in their neighborhood for a meal? Why not? There may be some reasons against it, but let's figure it out. Since the class size will likely continue to increase, let's get more adults into the classrooms to help the teachers. Let's use the seniors to assist in classrooms. Some may have taught previously. Others dealt certainly with their grandchildren. One of the common jokes, and I'm sure you've heard it, about grandparents dealing with their grandchildren is they can spoil them and then give them back to their parents. Well, there is some truth to that natural relationship between the generations. And helping to foster that relationship can bring multiple benefits to the Franklin community. With an additional adult or adults in the classroom, the effect of the larger class sizes, which is the student per teacher ratio, would be minimized. Something to think about. So, those are a couple of ideas off the top of my head. Here comes your chance. Between now and April 29th, put on your thinking cap to generate additional ideas. You can include them in a comment here, send me an email, or simply make a list to bring to the forum on April 29th. Together, we should be able to come up with something worthwhile. We may not find a silver bullet, but every gem we do find will add up. A little here, a little there will soon add up significantly. Here's your chance. Take the challenge. Looking to the week ahead, there is a planning board meeting on Monday, school committee meeting on Tuesday, and there are other town meetings posted on the calendar on the Franklin homepage. Check it out and go attend a meeting. Your participation is critical to the entire success of the community. This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow citizens of Franklin, Mass. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And that's suresteve, S-H-E-R-S-T-E-V-E, all one, @gmail.com. And the music intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, featuring John Schmidt, powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.